Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hello, Tyler. This is Randall Wilkinson.
Hey, Randall. How's it going?
All doing just fine. Sherry's at home and getting ready to put the final part of that app together and send it to you. And
perfect.
I just had a couple of questions.
Yeah, fire away.
One thing is that we're pretty suspicious that the rate for this money is going to be an exorbitant amount relative to what's out there. And with that being said, we may find a way to be resourceful, even though we may use you guys for like a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
We may be resourceful enough to finish out, you know, refinance the balance of that payment at a better rate. And the question that I have, you said that there was no early pay penalty. But what I'd like to know is that whenever we pay for that first year, how much of that money goes toward the principal and how much goes toward the interest?
So it's just a set payback amount. So you're paying back, it's just a set amount that you pull back every time. Let me just pull up your file real quick because I think I put down in the notes here for what I explained. Hold on just 1 second. Here we go. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, you know, as far as there's no penalty for paying back early. There's actually an early discount if you pay back early. So you don't have to worry about that. As far as the payments go, it's a set payback. So however much, you know, say hypothetically speaking, you get qualified for a 2-year loan, 24 months, and, you know, what were we shooting for here on the approval? We were looking for...
Well, that was another
30,
question. Yeah, 30,000 is what we need to use, but you had suggested something about trying for 55,000, and I guess that was the other question. If you did try for 50,000, but we only have intentions of using 30, mm-hmm. am I still obligated to make payments on that other 25,000 that wouldn't even be getting?
No, so we would restructure it based off of how much you wanted there. I just do the approval that way just so you can see what is allotted to you. And then if you only want to use X amount, they'll restructure it from there. I always just like to do that because, you know, you find out you get qualified for more. There might be an opportunity there you didn't even think was possible. And you can
That's fine.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it gives
that's fine. So whatever it is that we would use, That's all the money that you're making off is the money that we use.
Correct. And then, you know, like I said before, the offer is good for 90 days. So it gives you some time there to think about how much you are wanting to use, and we can restructure it for whatever
fits
the business.
But if we decided, like, right now, okay, we need this $30,000, we need it right now.
Uh-huh.
We do that, and then 60 days later, oh, damn, I need that other $20,000. At that point, is the old deal kicked to the table and you have to go through the process again?
So how it works is with the whole refinancing, about halfway through the length of your term, you can look at refinancing. So we'll be able to allocate more capital for you at a longer term and a lower rate. And underwriters will kind of break down what point that would be for you, what discounts you would be open to. But I don't like getting too detailed into that. Just
I'm not even requiring that. I just was kind of curious about, you know, we get okay for $50,000, and I tell you, we just need $30,000,
mm-hmm.
but then 30 days later, 60 days later, I go, oh, damn, I really need the other
$20,000.
At that point, because you've restructured it to $30,000, then we get what we get, and we're up for review of the year.
Yeah, I mean, they can break down possible options there for you. Sometimes it is a little bit earlier than halfway. I just like saying that because that's usually the worst-case scenario.
Under-promise, over-deliver. Right?
Exactly. So that's definitely something we can look at. But, yeah, you know, like I said, the offer will be good for 90 days. You can just see what you're approved for. We can restructure it if you like. And you know, if the opportunity's at hand and we feel that you guys can make some money off this capital, we can get you funded in just about 24 hours after you're ready to pull the trigger.
All right. So the money that you're charging to give us money, that's busted up into an even 24-month increment. So if we paid it off early, well, then all we're circumventing is the remaining part of that note.
Correct. I believe it's anywhere from 4% to 6% discount that you'll get on whatever's remaining. I believe that's usually
6%. In other words, so what I'm hearing you say then is that 12 months down the road, if I wanted to buy that note out, I'm still subject to the money for the full term, maybe minus 4% or 6%.
Yes. Whatever you decide to take, if you do choose, yes, you will be responsible.
I'm stuck with the full term of that, and my best case scenario is 4% to 6% discount for paying early, but it's really not a discount because, of course, I'm paying for using that money for that full time. So it's
you agree.
But if I'm not using it for that time, but I'm getting charged for it, discount is kind of a funny word.
Well, I mean,
everybody would love discounts like that, you know.
Yeah,
except for the one who's having a payday discount.
Of course.
You know. So anyway, all right. Well, that's fine. I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around it.
Yeah, the picture will be much clearer there too, because everything else on your file is good to go. You guys applying online actually makes it 10 times easier on my side. Like I said, literally all we need is the two signed applications, and then we can get some answers here for you, and you can ask these questions here with underwriting, and they'll be able to go way more in depth to the structure as far as that goes.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. I just need to know, you know, we're pretty much obligated to whatever those terms are.
Correct.
Refinancing something somewhere down the line, unless I'm getting it at 4% to 6%, would be ridiculous, unless I'm just trying to stretch out, pay more money to stretch it out.
Yeah, you know, if you wanted to get some additional capital on top, you know, get a little bit of a longer term on and a lower rate on that one, that's something that the underwriters can discuss with you as well.
Right. So, you know, that money that you make for doing these deals, I guess I'm still a little bit hung up on why it is that you have to switch the verbiage of calling it not interest, because obviously there's a, you know, that percentage is, it is an interest, and I'm just wondering, why do they change the verbiage? The thing that goes to my mind is that I know that loan sharking laws do exist, but it's kind of strictly inclusive with people charging interest, so it's kind of like, well, is this a way to get an exorbitant amount circumvent using the term interest?
No, it's just the fact that it's unsecured. You know, most loans that people are used to, there's some sort of collateral attached to it, whether that be in a house or part of your business or equipment, whatever that may be. So with it being unsecured, just having the set payments, it just makes it easier on both sides. I really don't know how else to put it in words.
Okay,
for
well,
you.
That's fine. My suspicions are nothing personal. My suspicions are based on years of doing things the wrong way.
Of course. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, so it's like, man, I don't want to be blindsided, but really, you know, I'll either be able to find a deal as good as yours, or I won't.
I agree. And like I've told you before, you know, we've been in business over 14 years. We got A+ rating with the, you know, Better Business Bureau. We got 5-star rating with Google. Like, we have a very good reputation here, and we take a lot of pride in that.
I see. So I guess on your side, by the time we get to going through that app, there's probably a classification, and this classification will be more appealing to a larger handful of underwriters.
Say that again.
In other words, Well, here's the deal. Let's just say that my credit score was suspect, and I'm borderline not worth approving of. Well, then that means that you're probably only going to find one or two underwriters that handle those borderline cases, whereas if my credit score is really good and I'm the preferred client, then you're going to have a handful of underwriters that would be happy to look at our business.
Well, yeah, I mean, we do all of our underwriting in-house here, so, I mean, we're going to have the same amount of hands on it regardless. We haven't ran it yet. I don't like to do that until I get the full package in, just because in case something comes up.
Of course.
So once we do get the signatures in, we'll run those. That'll really just depict the term length. But as long as the bank statements look good, like I already looked over, we should be able to get you an approval that's going to work out there for the business. And if not, you know, at least it's good for 90 days, and maybe something comes up down the road. But let's just at least see what we can do for you, because, like I said, everything else is ready to go. We're just waiting on the web signatures.
Man, that sounds great. Well, you've done a good job answering my questions. I really appreciate it. And Sherry should be sending it to you shortly. She's in the office now.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, if anything else does come up, Randall, feel free to give me a call there. Otherwise, once we get this submitted, I'll let you guys know once it's sent over.
Sounds good.
All right, Randall. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye.